Thanks, Kelly. It is time to finally reveal the Granville Green Summer Concert lineup. Michelle Farrow from the town of Port Hawkesbury is with us. Woo. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Nice to have you in the studio.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so excited to finally let this out. Like, okay.
It's my favorite day.
All cards on the table. You told me about this about a month and a half ago, and I've kept my mouth shut.
Thank you. I
didn't tell anybody. Even Darlene was like, Scott, you can tell me. And I was like, no, I can't. Because if I tell you, then you could potentially by accident tell someone else who could tell someone else. No.
That's impressive.
Right? So I told nobody nothing.
I'm not going to lie. My husband totally knows.
What?
Yeah. But only him. He's like a vault. So it's all good.
I hope so.
Until today.
The Granville Green Summer Concert Series. It is the 30th year of the Granville Green, and the town of Port Hawkesbury, if you don't know, puts on these summer concerts every Sunday night at Granville Green. There are six Sundays where live music and free live music is available to you.
Absolutely free.
All you need to do is bring a blanket or a chair, or not even that. You can just sit on the green. There are certain rules. Let's go through the rules. No dogs on the green, no pets on the green, no smoking on the green, no alcohol on the green, but a whole lot of fun on the green.
Correct.
Those are the rules for Granville Green Summer Concert Series.
You've got it covered.
All right. Now that all the formalities are out of the way.
Are we getting right to it?
Yes, let's get right to it. 30 years of Granville Green. People were waiting for years to find out how many. They've been waiting 30 years to find out what the 30-year lineup is going to be.
That's so true.
Right.
Hopefully everyone likes it. Something I do want to mention and something that I say to people when they find out the lineup is you hear a lot of comments. You hear a lot of people saying, you may or may not have heard of that artist before or there might be someone new. But I say that's even better.
Of course.
Because, part of the whole point of Granville Green is to give new artists and emerging artists a platform and a stage to play with some of the bigger names and things like that, or maybe someone who's played at Granville Green before. So it's really kind of a rite of passage for musicians and particularly East Coast musicians. And so I say, if you don't know who they are, check them out. Come on out to Granville Green. Check out their social media and their Instagrams, granvillegreen.ca. We're going to go live with the website at 9 a.m.
Yep.
So check out those artists that you may or may not have heard before and open your heart to someone new.
Best part of this is your tickets are absolutely free to go check out brand new music to you.
Absolutely.
Right?
So if you need a ticket, let me know.
You got lots of tickets for sale?
I have a ton of tickets. Thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
I
think that at one point I was told I was not at this Granville Green because it was before my time. But that there was one Granville Green where there was an estimated 8,000 people on the green itself.
Wow.
That was estimated.
I wish I had been there.
I was not here for that at the time. It was before my time. But that was the estimate that I was told.
So was one of the artists
on
our list today performing that day?
Yes. It's what a segue, right? For the opening. Oh,
okay. Well, let's get right into it.
Okay, Michelle, I hand this to you because this basically is your list.
Yeah.
Right? So let's go opener and then headliner week by week starting with July 7th.
Okay. So July 7th, we actually have half of our Island Girls, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. So opening the show is Jen Shepherd, who we all know and love.
Yep.
And our headliner July 7th is the lovely, the wonderful, the sweetest on the planet.
She is a sweet lady.
Heather Rankin.
Heather Rankin was on that Rankin Family show when the Rankins played the Granville Green with an estimated 8,000 people on the green that night. Heather also played last weekend at the Port Hawkesbury Civic Center.
She did.
As part of the Small of My Heart songwriter circle. And I was at that show, let me tell you.
Incredible.
And it's the first time I had met Heather in person. I've been working in this industry I've been at this station for 23 years. I've never met Heather Rankin as a person, until Sunday night.
And I bet you just felt like you've known her forever.
She lived up to every expectation that I ever had for Heather Rankin.
Absolutely.
She'll be headlining the July 7th. So let's take a little listen to Heather. Hold on. Take a listen. And if you fall nine times, you gotta get up 10. Take your best shot and start over again. just great.
Oh,
just great.
I just love.
Just great.
I just love her.
That's great. So that's July 7th. We move forward to July 14th.
Yes, I'm really excited about every date, but July 14th, we have the dynamic duo Evans and Doherty opening up the show. They've been a part of the East Coast music scene for like 40 plus years. We all know and love Kevin and Brian and just can't wait to have them sort of in a different space, a different venue this time around.
I've worked with these guys before. They are spectacular.
They really are.
And funny. Never mind the music is great. They're funny. They will tell stories.
Yeah, 100%. And so the headliner July 14th is John Mulaine. He is an award-winning Billboard charting rock pop performer, songwriter from Halifax. And I've actually never heard him live, so I'm really excited. And I think a lot of people know and love John and his music.
John has been a standard on East Coast Rising for a very long time. I have never met John in person, but I've talked to John on the phone I don't know how many times, like 100 times I've talked to John on the phone.
Awesome.
And about his music, about life, about his, he goes back and forth to Los Angeles. John, I'm excited to meet John in person when he comes to Port Hawkesbury July 14th.
You
take,
too.
Take a listen.
I'm gonna make you move. I'm gonna make you move. In the midnight blue.
Just so good on that guitar,
unbelievable.
Too. So good. That's July 14th, Evans and Doherty, John Mulaine. We move to the 21st. These are all Sundays, by the way, just to let you know. Granville Green Summer Concert Series presented right now by Michelle Farrow. Tell me, where are we at July 21st?
So July 21st, we have this incredible emerging upcoming group called Our Father's Fools.
I know nothing about these guys. Tell me.
So Our Father's Fools is comprised of a duo, Ray Stone and Dennis Hull. And they've really, you know, positioned themselves to make a really big mark on the music industry. And I cannot wait to see where they go after this.
Yeah.
They are just blowing up. They are booked all the time. I'm actually so grateful that I could even get them for Granville Green. And Ray grew up on Isle Madam, I believe. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm really excited for all of his friends and family and hometown crowd to make their way to the green on July 21st.
Good point. Granville Green is not just for the town of Port Hawkesbury. It's the town of Port Hawkesbury and surrounding areas. So if you can hear us right now, you are the surrounding area for the town of Port Hawkesbury.
Yes. Get out there. And they are opening for award-winning blues rock duo Campbell and Johnston.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
How lucky are we? They are just a powerhouse.
They're a great duo.
Yeah. So.
You want to take a listen? Let's take a listen.
I do.
All right. Take a listen to this.
You were never good at walking away. Giving the last word to somebody else. Only one in the way. Of the only exit out.
I love them, Campbell and Johnson, headlining the 21st of July. This is the Granville Green Summer Concert Lineup Series presentation with Michelle Farrow from the town of Port Hawkesbury. We are halfway through the summer right now. We look to July 28th. Who's going to be on the stage, Michelle?
So opening the show on July 28th is Kristen Martell. So Kristen is a bilingual folk pop artist from Nova Scotia.
Okay.
Reminiscent of Sarah McLachlan.
Interesting.
Yes.
Another blue noser.
And also bilingual. She's actually working on a Francophone album right now.
Really?
As a tribute to her Acadian heritage.
We do have a lot of Francophonies around.
So, yeah. So we love to see, diversity in the artists that we present also.
Très bien.
So hopefully she'll do some of her French songs as well. So I'm very excited to meet and to listen to Kristen.
That'd be great.
And she is opening for the beautiful, wonderful, lovely, dynamic Christina Martin.
Christina Martin.
So, yay. So Christina is a multi-award winning artist and songwriter. Yep. And I can't wait to meet her because she just seems like such an endearing person.
For real?
For real.
I've never met Christina Martin. I think I talked to her on the phone a while ago, just me personally, but let's take a listen right now. Christina Martin. As we present the Granville Green Summer Concert Series for 2024, 30 years of Granville Green, we're going forward now to August 4th.
Yes.
Tell me, Michelle Farrow from the town of Port Hawkesbury, who is lined up on August 4th?
So opening up on August 4th is the duo Rube and Rake. So they are a St. John's-based folk duo.
Okay.
And they're just really cool, great guys. They're all about music and collaborative harmony, and can't wait to just see something maybe a little different on the Granville Green stage.
Fair.
So very excited. Also, try to contain your excitement, because they are opening for Juno Award nominees Rum Ragged.
Rum Ragged. Rum Ragged gonna be on Granville Green Concert Series August 4th.
So Colin Grant is part of the Rum Ragged quartet. So this is coming home for Colin, and we love every opportunity we get to see Colin come and play.
Nice.
And he's just such a multi-talented, well-loved East Coast musician.
Yes.
Musician. So can't wait for that night.
Rum Ragged, August 4th. Take a listen. You're going to hear more of this.
And the rest do what they must, body and soul to keep. Why is the price of bread and milk so dear and flesh and blood so cheap?
That's what you're going to hear August 4th at the Granville Green Summer Concert Series. All these concerts, by the way, are F-R-E-E free. My favorite four-letter F-word. They're just
free 99.
Well, be careful when you say that, because there are a couple of French people who will be like, I need $3.99. It's free.
Absolutely legit.
Just a joke. Just a joke. Somebody's going to take offense to that.
Yes. Free, we will not free charge admission.
Free 99. That's a joke. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
All right. So here we go. We're wrapping up the summer concert series on of 30 years at Granville Green, August 11th. First of all, go ahead with the go ahead with the opener.
So the opener on August 11th is Fire Valley Fire. They are a rock and roll band from Sydney, Nova Scotia. So they have deep roots in East Coast music, and their collective history encompasses rock, punk, folk, country, and metal.
Wow.
So you're going to hear a little bit of everything from Fire Valley Fire. Very excited. They are going to rock the house down.
That's opening on August 11th. And then before you get to the headliner here, I just want to tell the story. So Michelle told me about a month and a half ago, we went through this whole list, right? I've known this list for a month and a half. When she gave me this particular band name for the last headliner of the Granville Green Summer Concert Series for August 11th, I thought, there's no way. Right? I thought, these guys don't even play together anymore, is what I said to you in your office. I was like, they don't even play together anymore. How did you do that?
It's like a reunion.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michelle Farrow, please give us the headliner of the August 11th show.
So they are two brothers.
Yes.
I'm going to give you some hints. Two brothers.
Okay.
They've had an incredibly rich music career in Atlantic Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They are multi ECMA award winners.
Yep.
And past recipients of Nova Scotia Group of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a dad named Max.
Yes. Maxwell.
So ladies and gentlemen, on August 11th, the headlining group joining us at the Granville Green stage is Sons of Maxwell.
Sons of Maxwell. Dave and Don Carroll will be on stage together again. Dave, not taking United Airlines to get here.
They break guitars. They break guitars.
So that is the summer concert series. That is the lineup for Granville Green 2024. Oh, by the way, let's take a listen to Sons of Maxwell, okay? Take a listen here.
And everybody says, what is the world coming to? Everybody. so cruel. The neighborhood is not the place to feel safe anymore.
I love them.
Love
them.
Love, love, love.
Sons of Maxwell, Granville Green, August 11th at the free summer concert series. Now, here's the thing. It is free for you to go. It is free for me to go. It is free for anybody to go and enjoy this summer concert series. However, it does take money to make this happen and a lot of sponsorships.
Yes, you got it. So that's how we keep it free for the community, for locals and visitors alike. And I would definitely be remiss if I didn't mention our sponsors, Bearhead Energy and Everwind. Just really community-minded people and mm-hmm. business people who see the importance of getting the community together. East Coast Credit Union, my gosh, they never miss a chance at getting out into the community and really just having a presence at community events. And so Haley, hi Haley at the Credit Union branch in Port Hawkesbury, thank you so much for everything you do. Enbridge, Atlantic Lottery Corporation, A1 Pizza, shout out to A1 Pizza, Canadian Tire, Port Hawkesbury Paper, Maple Signs and Engraving. Mm-hmm. Come on, Bob. He's just, Bob and Brenda are the best. BL Environmental and St. John Ambulance too. I don't want to forget to mention them because they always provide medical care, mm-hmm. Or they're always there if we need them.
Yeah.
At every single Granville Green, they have a presence there and just in case.
Shout out to George.
So really important. Yeah. So shout out to them for being there. And, you know, as you said, this is the whole reason that we are able to provide this for the community and surrounding communities and, mm-hmm. and visitors for absolutely free. It's incredible.
It is 30 years of Granville Green. The summer concert series begins July 7th, wraps up August 11th. It's 6 Sunday nights of
7 p.m.
Of free music, 7 p.m. There is a rain contingency. If I do have to say this, sometimes the Granville Green Outdoor Summer Concert Series becomes an indoor summer concert. Hopefully not the entire series, but it has happened where then it does get moved to the Port Hawkesbury Civic Center.
Yeah. So we usually, you know, it takes an entire day.
For setup.
To set up the site for Granville Green. So we start setting up around 11 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So really hard to make that call. And it's always our preference not to move inside.
Yep.
But, you know, the weather dictates that. And we're very fortunate to have the Port Hawkesbury Civic Center in case of, you know, bad weather. So we usually will post it by, say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on our social media sites if we do have to move inside that mm-hmm. evening. So, yeah.
So that's where it stands. It is the Granville Green Summer Concert Series. 30 years of music coming at you again this year at the Granville Green Summer Concert Series. Now, Michelle from the town of Port Hawkesbury, thank you for being here to start off with. And there's something else you want to throw out here.
Yeah. So we thought with the 30th anniversary, mm-hmm. it would be a really great opportunity to celebrate the past 30 years of Granville Green. So we decided to do a contest, and it's the Granville Green Throwback Contest. So what we're doing is, and you can find this information on our website and our social media.
It goes live at 9 o'clock.
When it goes live at 9 o'clock.
We'll get there.
So this contest will run for the entire month of June.
Okay.
So June 1st to 30th. And what we're asking folks to do is to dig in your old photo albums.
Mm-hmm.
The older, the better.
Okay.
And share your historic your old photos of Granville Green with us.
Oh, sweet.
So what we'd really like to see is you know, what we would love is to have a little library of old photos of Granville Green.
Gotcha.
And so you can email the photos to mm-hmm. us. You can drop them off in person at the Civic Center box office. You can scan them and send them in. And we've got some wonderful participating hotels that are that have donated some prizes. So
nice.
You'll find out what those are soon. But of course, the Maritime Inn Port Hawkesbury, they donated a night's stay. We've got the Bredour Lakes Inn donating a prize, the Dundee Resort, and also the beautiful, beautiful Clairstone Inn. If you have not seen the Clairstone Inn...
Where's the Clairstone Inn?
It's on the main street in Aarschot.
Okay.
Across from the pharmacy there.
Okay.
And it's just the quaintest, most beautiful spot. And thank you to Shauna at the Clairstone for getting involved in the community and for offering us a prize for the contest. So more to come on that.
Okay.
Also, I'd like to come back before Granville Green because we're doing another contest.
I'll welcome you back anytime, Michelle. You can come back anytime.
So you know, thank you.
Come back Monday, come back Tuesday, whatever.
Thank you. So yeah, maybe I'll come back, you know, the week or so before Granville Green and talk about another contest that is in the works.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's called a tease.
It's going to run throughout the whole festival.
Michelle, you're
and
a teaser.
It's something
right
fun and different. So very excited and really wanted to emphasize staying, eating, playing in the area.
Yep.
Local and regional tourism and island tourism. So really want to see people coming out to Granville Green, but also spend some time with us.
You
know, come and stay the night, eat at a local restaurant, stay at a local, you know, B&B or hotel.
Sure.
We'd really love to have you for a little longer. So.
In and around the town of Port Hawkesbury.
In and around.
From Michelle Farrow, the, what is your official title? Because I don't have it written in front of me and I want to know, I want to say it properly.
Director of Recreation, Marketing, Tourism, and Culture.
Thank you. I just wanted to make, I knew there was four and I didn't want to mess anyone up.
Thank you.
So I figured I'd ask you and get you to say it exactly. Michelle Farrow here this morning to explain the Granville Green Summer Concert Series, 30 years of music, plus giving you the opportunity to dig out your old photos and maybe win yourself a night stay. I hope someone has photos of that 8,000 people on Granville Green for the Rankins that night. I wasn't around for that. You weren't around for that, but Heather will remember when she gets on stage.
Maybe
July 7th.
Maybe she has some photos.
She might. She might have some photos from the stage.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I must
Who
ask
knows?
Her.
Michelle, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. It's
I
the best day
it.
Ever, and it's Friday.
You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to play a complete Sons of Maxwell song.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Because I am. It's the Sons of Maxwell on 101.5 The Hawk.